broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for January the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
There's fake news everywhere by your mainstream press. They want to try to discredit us and say we're involved in fake news. But the Donald absolutely lambasted the media, primarily BuzzFeed, and CNN. And they're running around admitting that they're peddling information that they know is not even factual. No evidence, no, you know, backup, no verification. But they're still peddling it. And then they write articles in the USA Today that say things like this. What's real news versus fake? Trump has his own take. Trump is confident and combative with the media. How a crisis spilled out of a sensational, unverified dossier. And I'm asking, has the U.S. government now created the Ministry of Truth? Project Mockingbird was a secret government program. The goal of the program was to infiltrate the news, to control the flow of information, to control the narrative. Have they brought back Project Mockingbird? Do we have the Ministry of Truth? Kurt, do you say yay or nay?
In some ways, we've had that for a long time. In other words, they give us the talking points, etc. They don't give it to us, but they do to their big media. But with the way the technological advances, you would call them disruptive technologies, have come forward, it's just pretty much impossible, I think, for them to control things.
What do you say, Sheriff? Is Kurt right?
Well, yeah, I think that was a pretty valid perspective. As soon as you said that, I look back at the times that I've been interviewed by CNN and MSNBC, Chris Matthews. They already have where they want the story to go before they talk to you. It's obvious by the questions they ask and the challenges they make when they're interviewing you. For instance, I mean, you and I have been suspicious of the story that has never aired regarding our August Train the Trainer seminar, where KSL sent a reporter, and she stayed the entire first day and a good part of the second day. And I believe that the story never aired because she just didn't find anything bad. And I think they were there to prove that the CSPOA, to do a story on the CSPOA being a radical, extremist, subversive organization. And she found out that it was just patriotic Americans trying to learn about the Constitution and learning our duties to restore freedom.
And in my humble opinion, by the way, that should even be greater news than covering a subversive organization.
Oh, I know.
But I mean, imagine though, Sheriff, imagine if she had done the story and if her editors, her handlers would allow that kind of thing, what would happen to the growth of maybe the CSPOA? These people, in my opinion, you know, they typically don't want that kind of thing. They want, you know, the negative, the bad, the, you know, the that kind of thing. That's what they love. And
back to Sam's point, wouldn't it have been wonderful for them to counter all the horrible press that we've received, you know, and the lies? And she could have gone and said, look, this is what we went to find because we heard all these things and saw the reports from the SPLC and other and other accusations against these groups being racist and subversive. So then she finds out, hey, These are just normal, ordinary people who want to be left alone and want the Constitution to be the supreme law of the land as it was intended by our founders. And it's really quite innocuous, and we find that to be a huge story. And I think that could have been amazing, and it certainly would have been wonderful to see some positive press. But, alas, it looks like Kurt was right. They just, if they can't find something negative and subversive, then go on to the next story.
And that's kind of the problem, is they don't cover critical news. They need to cover news that can make a difference for good in the world too. And even KSL is part of the mainstream press is guilty of ignoring this stuff. Why would they spike it because there's something good in it? What drives that agenda?
Well, but remember, you've taught us for so long, he who owns the media makes the rules. So whoever it is that was in charge that day when they got the story or they looked at things, or even if the reporter showed up and just never even turned it in, you know, whatever happened, it never got to the air, and nobody ever saw it. And that's, I mean, it's the old phrase about if you're in a forest, if nobody's around and a tree falls, does anybody hear it? You know, I mean, it just can make it where either it can be the front page. You know, you could have been, you know, CSPOA, Triple T training could have been the front, you know, the top billing and everything else, or nothing, you know. And, you know, a similar story, at least in my opinion, you know, or something that illustrates it is in the news right now. You know how Katie, what's her name? Not Katie, is it? Kelly, Megyn Kelly's cruised
Megyn
over.
Kelly, not Katie Couric.
Yeah, well, I know, but they may, you know, end up in the same boat, I think. Megyn Kelly has moved over to NBC, and NBC, as I think, at least so many times we think they're the evil opposition, they're really all one, you know, big thing, I think. But, you know, many of the...
One big old happy family of dishonest fake news running around with a political agenda to destroy the country. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. And now they're reporting that when Megyn Kelly was on, I can't remember which program it was, but I don't keep track of them because I don't watch them. But anyway, they say that while she was on, the network ratings plunged. Now, in my opinion, Sam, you know, you could go after this and say, they say minute-by-minute ratings for GMA, I guess that's Good Morning America, took a major and surprising dive during her segment. Now, first of all, I question the fact that, or the point that they're saying about they can check the ratings by minute, you know, and see how popular it is or not popular. But let's just say it is that way. Typically, people are tuning into Good Morning America, I guess, are probably not Megyn Kelly fans. And so maybe they wouldn't want to see her there. You know, they do point out that Katie Couric made a switch from one network to another one, and now she's doing time, doing a online program called Katie on Demand. And I wouldn't be surprised if Megyn Kelly's deal kind of goes that same way, you know, because whoever they put up in those primetime spots can be very popular, or they can be forgotten, you know.
And usually, when they put a lot of money behind something and a lot of outlets for media, and then, hey, you don't have other choices to listen to and or watch and or read, then, hey, they kind of paint the narrative the way they want to. They control it all. I'll give you an example. Liberty News Daily is one of the best award-winning news sites on the Internet, Kurt. But until we get some money to help promote it more, it's going to be a hard battle to fight, no matter how good it is.
That's exactly right. Good point, Sam.
But if they rolled out Will Grigg, one of the best writers in the world, in my opinion, with the news, and they were to roll out a lot of the news that we tell, and they were to put it on, say, 300 radio stations instantly, and or give it top billing on some of the top websites on the web, give it that drumbeat of promo, just imagine how popular it would be.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Sheriff Mack could be the, you know, most talked about former sheriff in the world if, you know, guys like Glenn Beck would follow through and others would do what they said. But if they choose not to have him on, then, you know, nobody knows much about him, right?
All right, we got a bunch of news stories the mainstream press isn't talking about. But, of course, Liberty News Daily is. And, of course, Kurt Crosby, Sam Bushman, and Richard Mack are. But what about the other fake news folks? All they're doing is having a huff battle with Donald over goofy things. Accusing each other and wasting time when there's plenty of news to cover. We'll prove it in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, the good Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun today. We're talking about fake news everywhere by your government. They're creating a ministry of truth, Operation Mockingbird, or Project Mockingbird, simply resurrected. It's tragic, to say the least. Nevertheless, the government's panicking. The mainstream press is panicking because we're about to upset their apple cart, folks. We're telling news the networks refuse to use and their gatekeeping days are over. Will they win and shut us down, or will we win and the cat's out of the bag? I hope the American people stand together and fund the real truth, not the ministry of truth, if you will. Now, the Independent Journal Review wrote an incredible headline that kind of nails it, in my humble opinion. It says this: Trump refuses to take question from fake news CNN. Calls BuzzFeed a failing pile of garbage, IJR. Sheriff, what do you say?
Yeah, I saw part of that. I think Trump is really an example of getting back at the media for being so dishonest throughout his campaign, but also just throughout American history. CNN has had numerous problems. I mean, there's been so many different scandals within the media itself, and for you guys to say it's kind of just a network interconnected, you know, look at NBC, Savannah Guthrie, the co-anchor with Matt Lauer, has been off on maternity leave, and so here came Katie Couric, who's been at a couple of different networks, including ABC after she left NBC. And then Edwin Vieira's sister, is it Meredith? Meredith Vieira. She's subbing this week. And, as you know, she left NBC because she didn't like it anymore there, and she didn't stay there very long anyway as a co-anchor. And they are interconnected, and it's just kind of one big happy family. And here Megyn Kelly had a huge $100 million offer from Fox to stay on. Why? Who knows? But they did. And then you have Bill O'Reilly, the news just reported, who was settled. They settled the sexual harassment complaints that he was a perpetrator on, and for $20 million. And the other lady that left there, I can't remember her name, she's former Miss America, she left Fox News because of the same thing, and she filed a huge lawsuit against Fox News, and it's just this big scandal. It's people, and the reason I bring up the sex scandal is because here they are paying out all this money, and we're supposed to trust these news agencies, and they're all being charged or involved with lawsuits and scandals of sex abuse and sexual harassment. And I think that that's just a tip of the iceberg when it comes to the dishonesty of the media, how interconnected they are, how they take care of each other, and how they've never really taken seriously why in the First Amendment it says freedom of the press. The press just does not take that issue of freedom and liberty seriously, and they're all about sensationalism, emotionalism, and making a story and making the headway in their careers. And that's what that's about. And that's why they're so interconnected with politics, because politicians do the same thing. The only thing they're worried about is getting reelected and their careers and making money. And I think that's the bottom line with Fox News and NBC and ABC and CBS and the rest of them. And you have to go to some alternative sources like your show, and like you were saying, WND and some others that really get in there and dig and just simply want to expose the truth.
All right. Now, it's interesting.
That's what I like.
Because Kurt made reference to this, but I want to highlight it a little bit more. Networks ratings plunge, Kurt.
Well, that's right. They're telling us that when Megyn Kelly was our guest on a program a little while back, you know, she was talking about how she, you know, the guy Ailes had tried to kiss her three times or whatever. While she was on there, somehow they say each minute she was on, our ratings went down farther. And, you know, I don't even know. I mean, we know something about how they do all this rating stuff, but it's a smoke and mirrors thing, man. You know, and for them to exactly say how many people were turning on or off their TVs by the minute, I think is just hocus pocus.
No, dude, they know, my friend. They know everything.
Okay, well, anyway, the emperor's got new clothes.
Well, here's the deal. If they do know, it's an absolute 1984 scenario. So that's a problem. I submit Kurt's right. They don't have a clue. And I can prove it from story after story after story. And not only do they not know, but when they do know, they end up getting caught faking it over and over and over. But look, Megyn Kelly getting on one of these big places and they just absolutely tank. And guess who told us about it? As Sheriff Mack wisely said, WND.com, Joe Kovacs, one of our good friends over there, got it done. You wouldn't even know about it without those folks. They would bury the fact that Megyn Kelly had horrible ratings, and they'd tell you that she's a rock star. She's a news babe. She's everything, right? Now, you know, Donald Trump gets beat up. Roger Ailes gets beat up. I'm not telling you they're perfect. But look, Megan's hanging out with Howard Stern discussing sex and stuff. And then she acts like, oh, I'm above all that. I you know, I don't know what's wrong with these men that are just perverts. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no kidding.
See, and that's the problem here, folks. I'm not defending any wrongdoing or any action that someone may have taken aggressively sexually towards anyone. All I'm telling you is she's running around with Howard Stern and then going, oh, my gosh, Roger tried to kiss me. Well, Roger probably heard your interview and went, Megyn, baby. You know, and what? It's just crazy. All right. Anyway, network ratings plunge when Megyn Kelly appears. Maybe they ought to have Sam Bushman on or Sheriff Mack on or Kurt Crosby on and see what happens, huh? Oh, yeah. They don't dare try that because it actually might do really well. And then what would they do?
Yeah.
Speaking of the Nobel Peace Prize, what's that? Barack's known for peace, isn't he, Kurt?
Well, you know, maybe you remember this, but back, I think it was just before he even took office, they poofed, just awarded him the Nobel Peace Prize. Do you remember that, Sheriff?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
And anyway, you know, everybody was like, well, why did he get that, you know, or whatever, but he did get that. Now, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize winning president is now leaving office, and according to some reports, I guess even some guy named Benjamin writing in the Guardian of London, he's also the only president to serve two complete terms with the nation at war. They talk about how they've dropped 26,171 bombs last year, and that means that the every day, you know, the peace president, last year the U.S. military blasted combatants or civilians overseas with 72 bombs. That's 3 bombs every hour, 24 hours a day. So that's how you get the Nobel Peace Prize, I guess, you know, anyway. Prince of Peace.
Ain't nothing like the Peace Prize. But yeah, he's been really had more of a sustained war than any other president, really, even though it's not declared. So it's hard to call it a war. Constitutionally speaking, it must be declared to call it a war. But nevertheless, we've been in, conflict, supposedly fighting the terrorists. And we find out that really Barack and others, Hillary Clinton and crew, felt like it was good to fund and train and promote terrorism. And then they run around going, we're the peace guys, right?
I guess
isn't that
we used to only be.
When you put that together, Kurt?
Yeah, I guess we're in 70% of the world's nations. There are 138 countries, you know, where we're doing special operations.
Well, it's like peacekeeping.
You know, military.
Just running around promoting peace, right?
Just too much
peace.
These
guys are nuts, and then
on.
Trump refuses to take a question from these fake news thugs, and they're like, oh, Trump's combative.
Yeah.
What? All right, watch the network ratings plunge for Megyn Kelly. The Nobel Peace President's bloody legacy. Where'd that come from, Kurt?
Liberty News Daily, Sam, and Mr. Will Grigg.
You've got to say LibertyNewsDaily.com,
sir. Oh, sorry. LibertyNewsDaily.com.
In seconds, there's a tax victim. We'll talk about it. It's probably you.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
In communist East Germany, the Stasi secret police kept nearly the entire population under surveillance and recruited most of the population to inform on each other. The U.S. government's electronic surveillance is much more comprehensive than anything the relatively backward East German government could have devised, and the FBI, the world's oldest existing political police organ, has been using computer technicians in a fashion of which the Stasi would have approved. The Best Buy electronics retail chain has long boasted a customer support service called the Geek Squad, which will make service house calls to treat ailing personal computers and other underperforming digital devices. A federal child pornography case in Orange County, California has revealed that the FBI has been using taxpayer funds to bribe Geek Squad members to act as informants, tasking them to conduct warrantless searches of computer hard drives and report their findings to the FBI. In addition to the criminal misconduct involved in the unconstitutional search, the FBI undertook a series of dishonest measures in hopes of building a case, defense attorney James D. Riddick recounts. Agents conducted two additional searches of a defendant's computer without obtaining necessary warrants, lied to trick a federal magistrate judge into authorizing a search warrant, then tried to cover up their misdeeds by initially hiding records. The evidence used in the Orange County case was obtained using sophisticated forensics tools, and its existence may not have been known to the owner of the computer. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Kirk Crosby, Richard Mack, Sam Bushman, all in the roundtable, breaking down fake news going on everywhere. By the way, there's a tax victim you ought to know about. What is it, us, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you are one, and Sheriff Mack, and
Should we sue the tax victims?
But I wanted to ask Sheriff Mack if, do you know who Shiloh Heavenly Quine is?
Quine.
Q-U-I-N-E. Now, you know, you may not know him, but they're, you know, this is an individual prison inmate there in California who's been serving a life sentence without prospect of parole for first-degree murder, kidnapping, and robbery for ransom. Now, just lately, Mr. Will Grigg writes, tax victims in California will be forced to underwrite the surgeon-assisted sexual self-mutilation of a prison inmate calling himself Shiloh Heavenly Quine. After undergoing what officials call sex reassignment surgery, which will modify the external signifiers of his sex. I just love the way Will
External
writes this stuff.
Signifiers, I see.
While leaving him male at a genetic level, Quine will be transferred to a women's prison. He will there be surrounded by authentic female inmates, many of whom are serving conviction for nonviolent offenses. The guy was convicted of murdering, you know, somebody in order to steal $80 in his car. Anyway, the daughter of the guy says, my dad begged for his life. She recalls saying that it just made me dizzy and sick to learn of the tax-funded transgender operation. I'm helping pay for his surgery. She continues, I live in California. It's kind of a slap in the face. Anyway, what do you think, Sheriff?
Not only to the taxpayers that have to fund it, but to the poor women that are in jeopardy from this weirdo.
Whoa.
Yeah. well... are we surprised again? But I do love that name.
Heavenly?
Yeah.
Heavenly Quine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah, especially for a man-turned-woman that wants to prey on...
Shiloh Heavenly Quine.
Everybody else.
It would have probably never happened in your prison, though, or your jail,
in
right,
my
Sheriff?
Jail? Yeah.
What would you do in your jail, that. Sheriff?
I had a guy that cut his genitalia so he could get out and go to the doctor. So that sounded kind of sounded like in the same category, but You know, the
hold on, what do you do with those people?
Well, you have to get them treated, but then you have to put them on suicide watch, and it's very expensive and extensive.
Expensive and extensive. All right, good, Sheriff. That's, you know, that was pretty good. All right, now.
Wow.
I guess Tillerson's in the news. They're always promoting negative about all these guys, right? Marco Rubio and Tillerson having a big old battle for confirmation hearings, right, Kurt?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember which one this is, but I know Tillerson
allegedly violated.
He's former Exxon CEO.
Yeah, he allegedly violated sanctions on Iran as Exxon CEO.
Oh, that's right.
So, Barack Obama gave him $1.2 billion.
Good point.
But we're not talking about Barack. We're just promoting fake news. We want to attack Tillerson. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly
right. That's how they
roll. You know, and that's what I thought of when I saw the story about that. I thought, yeah, what about the unmarked bills that we sent over to Iran, where they had to, dollars in Switzerland, you know, because we couldn't give them dollars. But anyway.
I don't know why you guys are crazy, remembering that stuff.
But yeah, Rex Tillerson, they say, that
it's probably because you're racist.
They dug that's up some dirt on him, and, they got some real dirt there from Rex Tillerson, you know.
Good old Rex.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that what Rex has done in the interests of Exxon, and I'm not saying what Barack's done in relation to giving them a bunch of cash is a good idea. I'm against both of those things. However, I'm pointing out that we've got an alleged violation promoted from the mainstream press to the high heavens by Tillerson, and it's a big issue. And then you've got verified, absolutely quadruple down verified, that Barack gave him a big old bunch of cash to the terrorists, and it's like, you can't bring that up. You're probably a racist. You just hate the president, don't you?
That's
You're probably
right.
a domestic threat, aren't you? You racist domestic threat, fake news, new media guy. You don't belong here. Get out of here. Right, Sheriff? Isn't that what they're doing?
Point. Well, yeah. I mean, they're all fake news. I mean, the fake news thing has been happening for years, and they just move on. I mean, Dan Rather gets caught doing intentional lies about Bush and Matt Williams? Or not Matt Williams. Anyway, Matt Williams was a baseball player. But
well, this guy was a big NBC News guy, I think, if I remember right. And, just made up the story just to, it looked a little nicer, a little better.
Yeah, and so.
By the way, it's Brian Williams, just so you know.
Yeah, good point.
Brian Williams, that's it, yes. And, they've all been exposed for being dishonest. Brian got suspended for a while. I think Dan Rather got suspended or censored or whatever. And, that's only because somebody else didn't check on them like they're supposed to anyway. And, the news is not verified. And I remember recently just verifying a news story with you about Dianne Feinstein.
Well, that's because we do our due diligence, my friend.
Yeah, and it was exposed as being bogus, and those have happened before. But
that's because we don't have an agenda, an axe to grind, a goal to push. We just want to know the truth. Someone brought the story to me, and I'm like, well, you know what? That'd be a cool story if it was true, but is it?
Yeah.
And so we went and found out. We're like, no, it's not. Maybe we better not roll with that thing. They would have just rolled and not even checked because it fits the narrative. It promotes the agenda. They love it.
But who puts that stuff out in the first place is something that...
Oh, you got the George Soros and Hillary Clinton crews that have so much money you can't even imagine, paying all kinds of people to drudge that, pardon the phrase, stuff up against drudge and you and me and everybody else. Now, the question is, does property rights even really exist these days? I would say no, especially with the property taxes in almost every state. What do you say? Does property rights exist, Kurt, or do they exist?
Well, yeah, at least in my opinion, no, but this is a Liberty News Daily piece. Will Grigg writes it very well. He says, when someone owns a piece of property, he or she has full control over it and all the uses that can be derived from it. Few, if any, citizens of the United States who have clear title to their private property actually own it. In the truest sense of the term, Property taxes effectively turn homeowners into renters of the land and houses they have legally obtained through zoning ordinances and municipal land use codes. City and county governments exercise proprietary claims on those tracts of nominally private property. Those claims are violently enforced by state agents who assert the supposed authority to impose financial penalties on people who use their own property. Anyway, he just goes on and he talks about, in one case, a lady, her name is Amy McKinnon of Augusta, Georgia. She was recently sent to jail for 120 days. And you ask, what for? Well, she built a home on her property for her sick mother.
Yeah, can you imagine doing a crazy thing like that, building a home on your property? What you ought to do is, if she was in a wheelchair, she'd probably be dealt with differently, huh, Kurt?
Well, and we'll get to that one real quick, but code enforcement officials who presumed to regulate McKinnon's use of her property had designed to allow her to erect a gazebo in her yard, but cited her for having two structures. One of her neighbors was really ticked off about it. His name is Don Gilmore.
Now, let me stop though. What if she tried to live in the gazebo because she couldn't build a house? Then they'd be like, hey, you can't live in your gazebo. What are you thinking?
That's exactly right. But anyway, this guy, the neighbor, was just... he wanted this thing to be gone yesterday, you know, and at least Will Griggs says it's kind of like communist East Germany having a neighbor like that. But anyway, crazy stuff, huh, Sam?
Not as crazy as the wheelchair dude.
Yeah, this guy's a wheelchair-bound man. Now, you probably never had any wheelchair-bound DUI convictions, Sheriff, while you were in there, but Lincoln County, Oregon resident James Richard Green was arrested back in 2012 after his motorized wheelchair struck the side of a moving pickup. Now, a year later, the DA charged him with driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs, and they even won a conviction.
When did you say? A year later?
Yeah.
That's like ripping due process, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They say part of the statute pointedly ignored by the prosecutor defined pedestrians as any person afoot or confined to a wheelchair. But anyway, the good news is the guy finally got off, but he was almost going to prison because he was driving a wheelchair, they say, under the influence, you know?
I can't imagine driving them wheelchairs under the influence. That's getting crazy.
Well, I've seen...
Now, I got a question. Are you allowed to walk... horses. Hold on. Are you allowed to walk under the, you know, under the influence?
Sometimes not.
So this wheelchair is just the equivalent to this guy walking is kind of the interesting twist on this, right?
Right.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, Sam, Kurt, and the good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Always a main part of the discussion on your radio. Sometimes we go off on other subjects for fun. By the way, did you know that we're going to be at the Republican presidential inauguration for Donald Trump next week?
Who's what?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Republican presidential inauguration next week.
Yeah.
Or inauguration, I should say. And we're going to be there live. We're going to be covering it, folks. So be ready for that. Listen to your radio for sure. Anyway, kind of interesting. All right, there's Miami police officers that are doing a wonderful job that ought to be highlighted, Kurt.
Well, that's right. They're practicing something, Sheriff. They call it de-escalation. The headline from Will Gregg at LibertyNewsDaily.com, Miami police officers practice the dying art of de-escalation.
Yeah, de-escalation, correct.
And he says, in defiance of long-established professional customs in which police officers are trained to see officer safety as the most important consideration in any encounter with a citizen, two officers from the Miami-Dade Police Department exercised patience, self-restraint, and no small amount of personal courage to de-escalate a potentially deadly encounter with a suicidal Marine veteran who was armed with a knife. After arriving on the scene, one officer parried the troubled man's threats to harm him, while the other saw to the safety of bystanders on the scene. Video of the encounter showed the severely depressed man asking to be shot, telling the officers that if they approached him, he would use the knife and that I've been shot before. One officer pleads with the distraught man, telling him, I don't want to hurt you. Put it down. Just relax. Just
Isn't
drop it.
Is this a Liberty
it.
News Daily story?
Yes, it is. Come on, talk to me, brother, he urged as both he and his partner carefully approached the man. Eventually, they were able to take him into custody without seriously harming him, and he was taken to a hospital for treatment. Wow. Imagine that.
How do we get more of that, Sheriff?
Top billing, huh?
How do we create copycat in the news about this stuff, and how do we really advocate for that being the really what happened is that the we had leadership, we had peace officers, we had a positive outcome. It doesn't get better than that, does it?
It really doesn't, and you and I have discussed that before, and we're even including that in some of our curriculum and training.
In fact, we just forwarded that story for submission in one of our next newsletters.
Well, I think it's great, and I think it's definitely something that has been way overdue to have that kind of leadership and caring and service. And when we, as part of our motto with CSPOA, protect, serve, uphold, and defend, they really did that. And I think that that could have happened in a lot more incidents across this country, and hardly ever do you hear the discussion on the news outlets, and it doesn't matter which one it is, that they actually discuss the training that has been going on in our country, in our police academies, and ongoing training in every police department and sheriff's office, are we discussing de-escalation tactics? And for heaven's sakes, do we ever consider taking a step back and looking at it, you know, with a helicopter view at what's really going on, analyze what's going on, and say, question yourself, should I really be using deadly force here? And is there another way to handle this situation? And I'm not just talking about mace or tasers or nightsticks. I'm talking about emotionally, you, the officer. Is there a better way for you to handle the situation? And those scenarios need to be played and dealt with at the police academies. And the leadership in the law enforcement community in America is simply not addressing this. And it's great to see that some are. And some of these guys are doing it contrary to training. They just simply have found that common sense dictates doing other methods.
All right. Anyway, good for these Miami police officers. By the way, a quick news tidbit. The Senate stayed up late last night preparing the way to defund Planned Parenthood and reject Barack Obamacare. The U.S. Senate just passed a bill last night by a 51-48 vote to begin the process of defunding Planned Parenthood and repealing Obamacare. Now, my response is, get it done, boys. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, yeah, it's something that could never be done too soon, but it seems like all you got to do is just shut off the money, and that's pretty easily done.
This isn't the House. This is the Senate, and so the House would need to shut off the money. The Senate, though, can reject it and repeal it and vote on their side ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not appropriating money, so let the Senate start it. It's getting rid of spending. They can do that. Anybody can do that, we hope.
Well, the ridiculous thing involved in that whole process is that taxpayers have been forced to pay for Planned Parenthood, which is not a government organization. And even if it were, it would still be unconstitutional and something we shouldn't be doing. But it's not government entity. It's a private organization. It's a private club, whether it's a charity or not. So I'm wondering why they are not funding the CSPOA. Why are they not funding the NRA? Why are they not funding the National Sheriff's Association? You know, although they do that back door. But the thing of it is, Boy Scouts of America is a very worthy cause and charity. Why are they not funding the Boy Scouts of America? So this is how ridiculous it is. Whether you agree with abortion or not, it's not the responsibility of the taxpayers to pay for abortion.
Heard that. Reject it today.
That should have been done a long time ago, but with these liberals, with just the way politics is, it's just so absurd.
All right, I got to get to this story before the end of the hour. It's written by Ann Coulter. Kurt brought forth the details. Kurt?
Well, Ann is, she's a little bit outspoken.
Now, by the way, let me just tell you something. I was with Ann Coulter and was interviewing her with my buddy James Edwards at the Republican National Convention. Kurt Crosby took an incredible picture of that interview. All three of us are in the picture. Now all the race baiters, the haters, are calling Ann Coulter a racist and that Sam Bushman and James Edwards and Ann Coulter are racist. And Kurt Crosby's photo went viral and is on news stories attacking people for being racist, relating to us that we were never even part of. Did you hear about that, Sheriff?
I didn't. I haven't even seen the picture.
So Kurt Crosby's photo went viral. They're using it, putting it on stories that we have nothing to do with, and they're literally acting like we're the racists by inference. They're not saying our names in the story. They're just showing our photo with Ann Coulter. It's absolutely dishonest and deceptive, to say the least, on two counts. One, it's a fraudulent picture because they're acting like we were at events we weren't at with the photo. Secondly, they're acting like we're associated with people that were not in the photo. By using the photo, meaning. And third, they stole Kurt Crosby's private property.
That's what. And I'm upset, does. You know. I mean, you know me. And by the way, it's when Sam says Kurt Crosby's photo, he means the one I took. You know, thank goodness I wasn't in it. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Kurt just wants to take photos of us. No, all I'm telling you is Kurt did a great job. It was a great photo. That's not the point. The point is the misuse by the mainstream press of that photo. Anyway, we digress. The point is, they're attacking us and Ann together, but Ann does a great job and hits it out of the park in her latest article.
Yeah, this is a WorldNet Daily piece, you know, in the, at least that's where I saw it, headline, Three Tips for Hate Crime Hoaxers by Ann Coulter. And, you know, she basically says, she tells about these different, you know, people that were liars and told about, oh, you know, like, for example, one of them was a lady who she said, hey, I was followed by some Trump supporters that they threw a brick at me. And it turns out that nobody threw a brick. And the thing that she points out is what these people really want is they certainly don't want a police report on it, because then the police would investigate it and find out they were lying. But they like a lot of coverage, if you will, you know, like Facebook and or Fakebook, as Rush Limbaugh calls it, et cetera. But, yep.
What are the other tips? News.
Well, you know, she says,
tell the truth.
Yeah, that's right. You know, she says, hate crime hoaxer tip number one. Don't invent hate crimes that could form the opening of a Harlequin romance. Hate crime hoaxer tip number two. Don't accuse white men of throwing things at you, even if it allows you to issue inspirational quotes suitable for framing. Like, it's going to take more than a brick to break me. She says, let's see, hate crime hoaxer tip number three. Don't post your tale of victimology on Facebook. If your father may read it, worry about you, and call the police. That's what Alicia Long's father did, which, to Miss Long's eternal embarrassment, led to a police investigation. Oops, doggone it.
Yeah, that's
but anyway,
truth.
Yeah, well, there you go. Ann Coulter hitting it out of the park again.
Yeah, peddling, in my opinion, porn news, titillative news all the time. Doesn't matter if it's true. Sheriff, we got to reject them. We're going to do so next week at the inauguration as we lay down the truth of what we see and hear. And we're going to do that, and then we're going to go to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers event on January 21st, 2017, all-day Saturday, training the trainers. If you want to go to T3 Training, we're out of tickets, but I might actually squeeze you one if you get a hold of us right away. CSPOA.org/T3 to get that done. And Sheriff is traveling and speaking for freedom everywhere. On the road now. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I can't wait to hear your story from D.C.
You got it. There he goes. Great work, everybody. We need your financial support, though. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Will you please help? This nation shall endure.